Today is Friday, April 15th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So we'll start out with a little bit of a Twitter read. Scotty Battler says, "Such a lovely, quiet day on this Good Friday public holiday. Amen, at Pride 48. Surely godly Canada gets 4 day weekend too, Faye Driver. Unlike godless America." I actually don't even know. I think Good Friday, somebody's going to correct me. I'm going to have to Google list of federal. Let me just do that. List of U.S. federal holidays. So I'm just looking here. New Year's Day. Martin Luther King Jr. Day. President's Day. Memorial Day. Juneteenth. Independence Day. Labor Day. Indigenous Peoples Day. Also can be observed as Columbus Day. Veterans Day, Thanksgiving Day, and Christmas Day. So no, it's actually not, it's not a holiday. Now, sometimes when I was growing up, I feel like we got off school for Good Friday and there were some other things that, you know, that we got. But this website that I'm looking at says, except for Christmas, federal holidays don't include religious occasions observed by particular faiths, such as Easter, Eid al-Fitr, I'm not sure how to pronounce that, Rosh Hashanah, and Diwali. So state and regional holidays are also excluded from the list of federal holidays. Mardi Gras in Louisiana, Arbor Day in New England, and Statehood Day in Hawaii are all examples of locally observed holidays. And though Columbus Day, also known as Indigenous Peoples Day, is a federal government holiday, meaning all federal offices are closed, not all states grant it as a day off work. So, yeah, so that's it. And I think we say bank holidays here because banks seem to take every single holiday. They seem to do all federal and all state. Now, they're probably not all the same everywhere, but banks, if there is a holiday, if it is National Hot Dog Day, you know, banks seem to take that off. So we will say bank holidays. If you get bank holidays, you're lucky because they seem to always get everything off. Now, my company, the Spit Valve Factory, has different policies for vacation depending on where you live. In Arkansas, we, legally, I don't know why they do it, but anyway, in Arkansas, they do PTO, which is paid time off. We get a set number of days, and that includes holidays, vacation, and sick time. So they sell it as something that's beneficial, because if you're not sick very often, they give you a lot of days. I mean, they are generous. I have 34 days, which, you know, Scotty's probably laughing at right now. But I have 34 days and, I never have a problem. We travel a lot and I never have a problem. I have time off at Christmas. I have time off and I have plenty of time off for any vacations that Mark and I have. Easter, Good Friday is not a federal holiday. Let's see. Dean Barney says 4 day weekend here in the UK, of course, and we get a long weekend for Betty's Jubilee coming up. Hope you get that in Her Majesty's Australia. And then he says, still find it amazing that fortnightly paydays are the norm down under. I don't think most Brits would know that fact. Yeah, they were talking about fortnightly. What is fortnightly? Is that every 2 weeks? I'm not even really sure. I'm going to look up what is, since I'm Googling things, what is a fortnight? A fortnight. 2 weeks. So I was right. It's a British thing. Let's see. Faye Driver says mostly only 3 days off here. Some institution takes Some institutions take four, but that seems to be dwindling. So there is your Twitter read for the last day of the week. So last night we worked out and I watched Night Court because I've been, so I'm about halfway through season two of Night Court. And I'm using it as a workout video because I need to do something while I'm working out. I get bored. I never get bored like in life. If I'm, you know, I can always find things to do, but when I'm just having to work out, I guess that's the one time that I do get, but because like there's no, I'm just having to sit there and be in pain and work out and, you know, so I have to watch TV, but then I'm no longer bored if I'm watching TV or watching a movie or I don't know, reading a book or listening to an audiobook. It's hard to read though while you're doing like elliptical or because you're moving, so you can't really read. So anyway, so we did that, and then I didn't cook last night. I just went, Mark was doing, I forget what the Thursday is before Easter, but there's a name for it, and I don't know. But for Thursday night, he needed to do seafood, and so I couldn't cook because I don't eat seafood, and so I'm not going to cook seafood. So I went to Whataburger and got myself something, and he made some kind of fried rice with some sort of fish flakes in it or something. I don't know. And so, I mean, he could have gotten a Wada Catch, I think is what they call it. a Wada Catch sandwich. But or they have Wada Catch fillets where it's just a fillet of fish that's fried. But he decided to go ahead and just make a rice dish. I will say for lunch today, though, I had leftovers from, so I made chicken. I have found a really good recipe for chicken adobo, and it's a Filipino adobo, not a Mexican adobo. I think there's either a Mexican or Spanish adobo. And I realized adobo coming out of my mouth sounds very Southern. When I heard it, I was thinking, oh my God, I sound like a hick. Well, I found a recipe for some adobo. But anyway, I found a recipe and it has come out great. I've made it two times and I had leftover, but it's, you marinate chicken or pork or whatever. I haven't really found a recipe for beef, but I'm sure they must do beef as well. But it's a mixture of soy sauce and vinegar, garlic and bay leaf, and you marinate it. And I've been marinating it overnight and I do chicken thighs. And then when you go, you reserve the marinade after you cook it or after you marinate it, you reserve that. You take the chicken out, you pat it off, you sear the chicken on both sides, but you don't cook it all the way through. You just sear it to get some browning. You put it in a pan or you put it on a plate. You saute some onions in the same pan. And a little bit more garlic, a couple more cloves of garlic, and then you add in the marinade. Now, the recipe calls for like a cup and a half of water, but I've done low-sodium chicken stock, which adds a lot more flavor. So I did that, and the leftover marinade, and I take the bay leaves out at that point, and then a couple of tablespoons of brown sugar. And I can't remember if there's anything else. That's pretty much it. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. Oh, peppercorns. I don't really like the peppercorns. I don't like biting down on a peppercorn. And I don't have little sachets or sachet garnis, as they would, you know, say, to put the peppercorns in and let them just float around in there. And I'm just not a big fan of it. I tried it the first time and I really just didn't like picking peppercorns out of my teeth. So I just put ground pepper, you know, ground black pepper. And you don't put any salt because the soy sauce is really salty. And what you do is you cook it for about 20-25 minutes. You cook for about 5 minutes, simmer it, and then you add the chicken back in and cook it for another 20-25 minutes. And that reduces that sauce to more of a glaze, and then you put the glaze on. It's really good. Eat it with rice. So good. But I had it today with ramen noodles. I didn't have any rice, but we had some ramen packets in the pantry. So for lunch, I made some ramen noodle and then put this leftover adobo chicken. It was so good. He also couldn't have, he's having fish only today as well. So he actually was fasting for lunch. So many things they do. I don't know. But I had that. And yeah, and we didn't really do anything else last night. We watched This Is Us, Million Little Things, you know, caught up on that. I think Grey's Anatomy, Station 19. We caught up on all our stuff. And I do watch Good Doctor as well, Big Fatty, in case you were wondering. Tonight, I do not have Mix Minus, so I don't know what I'm going to do. Mark has an install for work from probably 8 to 9, 8 to 10, something like that. So maybe I'll work on some, I don't know, Pride 48 website stuff, or I'm not really sure. I need to email out a blog to everyone about the dates for Pride 48 this summer, so maybe I'll do that. I don't know. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Have a good weekend, everyone. I'll talk to you on Monday. Bye.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.